This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday morning, not a victory Monday, not a loss Monday, just a Monday.
Yep.
Just a stress-free, easy, hanging out Monday. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Stress-free, shake-free, all in freeze.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Feeling good, huh?
Yeah, man. You know what helped? The rain.
Yeah,
you can't be outside. Yeah, rain cut me in the house.
Inside drinking till midnight.
Rain cut me in the house. So, it was an all around great weekend, and hopefully everybody had a good one. As like you said, Falcons were off. We were just talking just a minute ago. Crazy, the Hawks have a game tonight.
Yeah,
like already. I ain't ready for certain commentators in basketball.
You're not ready for legacy debates?
Yeah, I ain't ready for that. Damn, we just got into the heart of football.
Yeah, you're
now
right.
Now we got to deal with all that crap after the Lakers lose their first game.
They're going to be able to do some sort of, because like it's all happening at once. There's
right.
going to be like Alabama, Yankees, Lakers, Cowboys, legacy, Mount Rushmore. It's going to be an orgy of hot takes.
I see the Yankees getting foots put at them already, so I guess that's always a good thing. But, it was an overall good weekend. As Caleb was saying, the Dogs did what we kind of talked about on Friday.
He said blowout. Did you feel like that was a blowout?
No, I just felt control.
Okay.
You know, that was the thing
that's
about it.
I mean,
you can look at the score and want to call it a blowout. I just look at it as, you know, they controlled the game. They were a better team, and it showed in every facet of the football game. On Saturday afternoon, and as we get ready, and we'll talk about it all week, and I'll say it now, strange things happen on the planes, especially at night. And so Georgia's got to be ready to have that same kind of intensity, because I was the most important thing I was impressed with them was the energy they came out with. Talking about Georgia.
Yep.
Came out with some get-right energy to start the game, and I really love that. So hopefully that can carry over to Saturday night.
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to judge – coaches and programs and staffs and teams and all kinds of stuff like that. But one of the ways for me, you know, I'm not going to sit there and break down your coverage and all that kind of stuff and what you're doing on third down. That's what the experts are for, like yourself. But the way that you perform after a tough loss is a pretty good barometer of a program and of a coach's ability to reach his team and all that kind of stuff. And for Georgia, I mean, one of the main things we wanted to see from them was to come out and start fast, and they did. I mean, they're up 14-0. They score on their first two drives. There was a little bit of a lull in the second quarter, but still, they go up 35-7 and be able to put some backups in was definitely good, and handle your business in a noon start against Kentucky. Don't lose to Alabama twice.
Yes.
There's no worry with Kirby. Like, he's never has, never going to. Penn State lost to Oregon twice.
Yeah.
They lost to Oregon twice.
Yeah, man. That
changes, I don't know, that changes everything.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I'm sitting here a week ago saying they're closer than they've been. I know it's the same thing, but it's not the same thing. Never mind. Forget everything I said about James Franklin. That's insane. You can't lose that game.
Did they let the wrong quarterback go? I mean, because he's balling. But it could be so many different things.
But that
man.
Wasn't about talent,
dude. That was going out to L.A. And again, I know you knew that the travel complaint was going to be somewhere in there in the
Fair
excuse
enough.
For them losing.
Fair enough.
There's no damn way they had any business getting their ass whipped like that. UCLA. We're at Samson's football game, and in Reno, my man, he got the iPad and everything going, and he's like. Penn State's losing.
Ooh,
hold on, where are they at?
Penn State's down.
They're in UCLA.
27-7 at halftime.
What the hell is going on, man?
Right.
But, I mean, yeah.
You got
Jerry
Neuheisel looking like a Targaryen.
Dude. I'm talking about made you just think about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it did.
Looking like Khaleesi up there, man. But it was so cool. Good
just
for him.
Just unleashing the dragon
it
all
cool.
over Penn
it
State.
It was good for him. And the coolest thing was he did the interview with his dad after, which was freaking awesome.
Very cool.
But, yeah, for Penn State, and then you talk about Texas going down the way they did. Florida, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like – is Billy Napier, what's his name, Fonts? Remember the Detroit Lions head coach?
Wayne Fonts.
Wayne Fonts did just enough not to get fired
just
every year.
Just enough.
Like, just enough not to get fired. Like, Billy Napier just beat Texas.
Yeah. That's a great example.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, and you're just about to fire him, and then, that's pretty good.
Got Texas.
Funny when they have all their guys.
Yeah, man.
Funny you get that receiver back, and things look a little bit different. And obviously, DJ Lagway's healthy. He was able to practice.
Yeah.
Like, no, I know. It's
crazy.
College football is insane right now. Like, I mean, you said strange things happen on the plains. They do at night. Strange things happen everywhere.
Yes, man.
On a college football Saturday now. Like, again, nobody anywhere saw Penn State going out to the Rose Bowl. An Owen blank team hadn't beat a top 10 team this late into a season in 40 years.
Yes.
UCLA fired their coach 2 weeks ago, fired their offensive coordinator on Tuesday.
Yep.
Jerry Neuheisel was the offensive coordinator for 3 days.
Yes.
He's on the sideline just dialing it up. They put 40 on him.
Yep.
Like, and now, you know, and again, like we talked about, the loss to Oregon is what they do. Not good. Like, you don't want, that's not what you want to be your calling card, but losing close games against better or good teams, top 10 opponents, top 5 opponents, is what James Franklin had done. They win these games.
Yes, they win. These are handled.
Yeah.
These are handled. And, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, just the early season, the fall, whatever you want to call it, early fall expectations for this squad, it wasn't this. I'm not surprised they lost to Oregon. But this right here, then you go with Texas. I mean, we talked about it. We understand the expectations that come with the name and the brand of Texas, which you always said is about Sark. Like, he don't win big games.
No.
He doesn't. And so now they're in a situation where they got the Red River Shootout coming up this weekend against a backup quarterback at Oklahoma. Where's it at? Is it in Oklahoma or Texas?
This is Fairgrounds.
Oh, Fairgrounds. That's right. They played the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just think
I know it was against Kent State, but that Oklahoma backup quarterback can run.
He can go. We dropped it last week. That dude can
he can
giddy up now. Yeah. And so if you're Texas, you got to right the ship right now, man, because that's your second loss on the season. Yeah. You still got to come to Georgia. Obviously, you got Oklahoma this week. So, I mean, they got to right the ship. But, I mean, just the landscape of college football, I mean, if I could call right now, is Miami the best team? Probably.
Yeah, I think that they have the best claim to number one.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think either one of us is trying to declare anybody anything more than you've had a really good resume to this point. I think they've got the best record against the best schedule.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
What is it? October 6th. So anything can happen.
Anything can happen. It's so funny because a good friend of mine, you met my man Pete. Pete is a big Miami fan. So Pete texts me during the game and throws all about you and everything like that. And they got the game comfortable. This is when they're beating the hell out of Florida State. And it was a mistake or something. And he's like, just like the U, he's going to cost us a game. I'm like, y'all are beating the hell out of Florida State.
You went from it's all about the U to he's going to cost us the game pretty quick there,
yeah.
Pete.
I was like, come
now,
on.
I get it because you got crystal ball PTSD. I get it.
Man.
I've seen a lot of those games too. But that game, now again, they got the ball with an opportunity late in that game. But that was, that was fake close.
Yeah.
Miami dominated. They
thoroughly
game.
Whipped that ass, boy. Thoroughly beat down Florida State. I mean, and then, my darling Iowa State, because I love me some Rocco. I did not see that.
Cincinnati's
goodness
pretty
gracious.
Good. They're a pretty good team, man.
Satterfield got the boys playing some good damn ball.
They got a really good quarterback. I mean, they're They're 2-0 in the Big 12, and that's what is so interesting and fun about where we're at right now is everything everybody thought they knew. Again, it's so hard to throw out the tried and true ways of analyzing who you think is going to be good going into a year.
Right.
Just think about all the teams we were pretty sure about.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, maybe the worst loss of anyone all season on Saturday. I don't know that they're, I mean, that's 27-point against a winless team. Like, that's one of the worst losses that we've seen.
Yeah.
In years. That's crazy how bad that was. I know Clemson beat North Carolina. North Carolina is a different conversation, but Clemson's, completely fallen apart. And Texas.
Yep.
I mean, those are teams that a lot of people pick to win the national championship.
Yeah, man.
And it's not even Halloween, and we're sitting here like, I don't know about these guys.
I mean, how many? We got 2, 4, and 6 coming into the season? Not even in top 25?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where it just spiral for them. And I mean, Clemson. I mean, North Carolina's just bad. And this will be. I would be damn surprised if Bill Belichick's the coach again.
It's a one and done.
Yeah, that's just one of them situations where you're like,
I get why they tried.
It sounded good.
Yeah, I get why they tried it.
Yeah, it sounded good,
but did it? Did it even really sound good?
No, it sounded weird as hell from the time when the first speculation came out. We're like, no, Bill Belichick's not going to North Carolina
again. That's just think of the times we've said that about something in college football over the last, like, Deion Sanders isn't going to go to Colorado.
Yeah.
No, he sure is.
Yeah,
not only he's going to go there, he's going to stay there. He's going to have a Heisman Trophy winner. He's going to.
Yeah.
No, Bill Belichick's not. He's not doing that. He's not going to coach those guys. Well, I don't know if he's coaching them, but luckily Dabo's nice.
Yeah.
Because that was 35-3 at halftime. Yes. They could have scored
another 30 points on him and things like that. But I think, the landscape is going to be – it's going to be a fun run. It looks like it might be a three-loss team that might get in.
But
you look for other teams where the doors are wide open. Door wide open for Georgia Tech over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Doors wide open for a team like Missouri, mm-hmm. whose quarterback is playing his ass off defense. And they got the best running back in the SEC right now. And so
– and their backup running back's damn good,
too. And so you got that. I mean, you got Bama, great win. We'll get in that in about 30 minutes. I mean, Bama, big time win, big time bounce back for them. But hell, Vanderbilt's still in it.
Yeah, no, Vanderbilt. Yeah. I thought, again, it's one of those games. There's been a lot of them so far this year in the SEC, but also in the Big Ten. I said this about Penn State, but I've changed my mind. Where the team loses, and it's like, no, they're still really good.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's got to lose. I mean, the game went to overtime or whatever. Obviously, the Bama game didn't, but Vanderbilt showed up ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, they played tough in that football
game.
Going into the fourth quarter, they're down one score, and Alabama's just better. And having Jam Miller back is a huge deal. Ty Simpson's playing as well as any quarterback in the country, if not better than
He's
any quarterback.
Is,
well, him and Carson Beck, they're playing great ball, man.
Yeah. I mean, and think about Simpson, he's athletic as hell.
Yeah.
You know, you look at him as a pure pocket passer. I think he's playing as good as any quarterback. Just like you said, him, Carson Beck. I mean, there's some other ones out there, kid from out of Oregon.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
he's
playing really, really good also.
They hung 40 on Minnesota.
Yeah.
That was Ohio State. Oregon had a bye.
They don't look like, and they got a big one coming in because you got Indiana coming in this weekend. I mean, big games, looking at the schedule, Alabama got to go to Missouri, which is not going to be, Ohio State's going to Illinois. I don't know how I feel about Illinois after they let me down 2 weeks ago.
They played good on Saturday.
They played good on Saturday. They had a nice bounce back after getting their teeth kicked.
Altmaier threw for damn near 400 yards. That receiver, Beatty, that guy's awesome. 5 catches, 186, and a touchdown for Illinois.
Nice guy.
He's a good player.
Nice game.
Yeah, man. Fun Saturday. A little hectic for the Huskies, but we got it done.
Y'all got it done at College Park.
I don't know, it's the most impressed I've been with Jed Fish. Down 20-0 with like a minute left in the third quarter after losing. It looked like we were going to lose to Ohio State twice. That's what it looked like.
Right.
And then they showed up, the offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Played great. Scored 3 touchdowns in the 4th and 1. Awesome. Really impressive. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. Thanks for being with us. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.